You know, it wasn't that long ago that I didn't even know what an affiliate program was. And that's all right. If you don't know, it'll be our little secret. Here's how it works. You have a product or a service that you sell from your website. Other people with websites and their own audiences like what you offer. It's good quality, it gets good results, and it sells. So they want to recommend it. And you want to thank them for helping you reach people you wouldn't reach otherwise. So you set up an affiliate program where they can get credit for sending you sales. It sounds simple, doesn't it? But oof, it can be tricky. And if you're not careful, you can end up alienating your affiliates. I want to help you avoid that, and that's why I'm tackling this topic today. Welcome to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. This is Pamela Wilson of Copyblogger Media. This week, I'm bringing in Copyblogger team members to share their answers to your online marketing questions and show you how to build a business that grows your profits. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. Are you ready to build a successful affiliate program? Let's hit publish. We're going to start today's episode with Micah Gadia, who's the affiliate program manager for Copyblogger's massive Studio Press affiliate program. So she knows a lot about this topic. I asked Micah if she would give us a general definition of affiliate marketing.
You know, it's funny, I looked into the definition of affiliate and it says to officially attach or connect to an organization. Basically, an affiliate is someone that sells your product for you. For example, we have Studio Press Child Themes and we have over 14,000 people listed with us and they have their own websites and they have their own customers and they buy the Genesis framework and child themes from them and we give them in exchange a percentage of that sale, of a full price sale. And so affiliate marketing is just something where you either like a product or you have created a business and you sell someone else's product.
So it's a way to kind of expand the reach of your products when you work with affiliates, it sounds like.
Absolutely, absolutely. We love our affiliates.
When it comes time to actually pay the affiliate for promoting your product, what does that look like?
You can do different ways of paying your affiliate. So we have some of our programs are percentage of the sale. So if you sell a full price, if they refer to a full price sale, they'll get 35% of that sale. And that's generous. And that's what you want to be. I mean, and we're very generous with our programs. So you can do percentages, but we also have programs where we do a flat fee. And so those are going to be also, you know, highly generous, but those are typically your recurring sales. So if you have a monthly product, oftentimes you can do a flat fee for those. And it's a one time and your hope is that customer that is just referred by your affiliate will continue with your product. And so you'll see the benefits of that long term.
There are a lot of long term benefits to running an affiliate program when you're selling products or services online. And coming up, we'll talk about how to create and maintain a well-run affiliate program. A quick reminder before we continue, Hit Publish is sponsored by our Authority Rainmaker Live event, which will happen this May in beautiful Denver, Colorado. The event features a robust curriculum and lots of networking opportunities, and I would love to see you there. Learn more at rainmaker.fm/event. Jessica Commons joins us next. Jessica oversees all of Copyblogger Media's affiliate operations. Jessica hadn't run an affiliate program before she started running ours, so she kind of had to hit the ground running and learn on the job. So I asked Jess what surprised her. What were some unexpected tasks that she had to learn to do?
Well, It's funny you would bring that up. I absolutely did get thrown into this, and it was intimidating, but it was not impossible. I was fortunate that the program was already in existence, so I really just sort of had to pick it up and keep it going. But since then, we have established new programs for various products, and there are a lot of little things that people may not realize going in. First off, for somebody who's brand new, has never run an affiliate program, and they're starting something brand new for their own product, I would strongly recommend understanding an affiliate's perspective. It seems intuitive that you write this amazing book and you're going to have an affiliate program for people to sell it. It's surprising how few people take a moment to really research things from the affiliate's perspective. What are they looking for? What makes them feel confident? Beyond just knowing your book is awesome and recommending it to their friends, there are certain things that people look for. So I would recommend just applying to a couple affiliate programs to get an idea of what the journey is like for them.
That's a great idea. So you're saying that they should become affiliates themselves just to experience it.
Exactly. And that way you'll also get to see how other affiliate managers respond to various points in the journey.
Love that idea.
And the second thing that people often don't think about ahead of time is confirming trademark boundaries. So you spent all this time and effort writing this amazing book or creating this amazing product, and now you're going to open it up to people who know, like, and trust you, and they're going to promote you. Most people are awesome about it, but there are some times when you're dealing with someone who either doesn't have experience or perhaps they just don't understand that certain things are not okay on a trademark or brand protection level, but you're going to want to really spend some time thinking about what words are okay to be used in promotions. Things like Facebook. I've heard a lot of people get surprised by this one. Sometimes an affiliate won't realize that they really have to make it clear they're not you when they're putting up a Facebook ad. So you're going to want to just have guidelines that tell them what kind of wording they can and can't use, if there are certain things they can or cannot bid on in paid advertising. It's simple. You don't have to get all lawyery about it, but just a friendly outline that helps them understand what's cool really helps the affiliate too.
So what's the best way to get that information to them? Is it something that you should make clear when they're signing up, or is it something you should send in the initial email that you send to affiliates?
Chances are when you're, you know, getting people into the program, you just need to get them into the program. We have a program terms of service that is available when you apply, and affiliates can go and refer to it later. You could just put something as simple as, you know, a page up on your website that outlines what you can and cannot do. If you'd like to go and find something to crib from, check out studiopress.com/affiliates. And you can see the normal people language that we use to describe our general terms.
That's great. Thank you for that resource. And we'll put it in the links on the show page.
The third thing is make sure you create lots of art. Affiliates have different spaces on their website. Sometimes they might want to promote your product or service with a post. So you're going to want to have like a really good, bigger image for that post. Or maybe they want to put a banner up in the side of their website. So you want to make sure you offer art in a variety of sizes so that it's ready and easy for them to apply.
That makes sense.
And the fourth thing is make time. When you're first setting it up, it's probably going to take more time than you think. There are a lot of great books out there that talk about, you know, affiliate program management in an hour a day. It's kind of like Rachel Ray with her 30-minute meals. Like, yes, eventually you could probably make that in 30 minutes, but with the prep work, it's probably going to take an hour the first time.
Right.
So just make sure you set aside enough time to really pay attention to your affiliates, pay attention to the customers that are referred by affiliates, and work out the kinks. Make sure you address the pain points and, you know, just be cool.
Right. Well, and that's a reason that we can kind of embrace the fact that when we first start affiliate programs, typically we're starting with just a handful of people, but that's a great way to work out the kinks, work them out with this small group. And then as you expand your program, you've got the basics figured out.
Absolutely. And your affiliates, just by the questions that they ask you, will tell you where you can grow. And the customers that they refer by, you know, follow-up feedback or however they communicate with you will also tell you what perhaps you could be offering your affiliates to improve the journey for them.
So it's almost like your affiliates are another audience that you need to be listening to.
Absolutely.
Great advice.
And the last thing is data. I am an enormous fan of using data to guide your strategy. And this is sort of an advanced concept, but if you already have e-commerce tracking enabled on your website, you can actually work it out to where you include affiliate referral data in there as well. So you can take that forward and go all across your website to see how your various channels are performing with different affiliates, with different content. But if you're not ready to dive that deep into it, my last recommendation for people who are setting up an affiliate program for the first time is, in addition to making time to listen to your customers and your affiliates, make some time to just look over the data on a daily basis, see who is sending clicks, see where they're going. And if you find that affiliates are sending a lot of people to one particular landing page and it's not making sales for them, to make things awesome for your affiliates, you're probably going to want to think about how that landing page is structured, not only to improve conversions for them, but also for you through them.
Right. That makes sense. So you need to be looking at the data they're generating and basically just responding to it almost as if you were responding to your audience.
Exactly. Opening an affiliate program is just a new kind of relationship with your customer base. And your affiliates are also often customers. So it's just taking it to the next level.
Jess recommends putting ourselves in our affiliate's shoes so we understand their needs and understand their journey. That'll help us support what they do and help them be successful. And you know, developing an affiliate program is a lot like developing a brand new audience for your business. So you're going to do some of the same kind of research that you may do to understand your public audience when you're trying to better understand your affiliate audience. Our last guest today is copy bloggers Tony Clark. Tony's got some strong opinions about how to run an affiliate program right, so I asked him what site owners can do to keep their affiliates happy.
Pay them on time, first of all. That's the most important thing, and people tend to overlook that. They think that that's not the main thing that they should be focusing on, but it is. Pay on a regular schedule and pay it on time. But the other really big thing is to, when you treat all of your affiliates the same, and that can get you into trouble both with the big affiliates and the small affiliates. Big affiliates, a lot of times, don't need a lot of handholding. They don't need a lot of help. You provide the tools, they take it, they do what they do, and they actually convert really well and bring in a lot of money. Smaller affiliates need a little bit more handholding, maybe need a little bit more guidance. So you have to provide them that type of guidance, but don't treat all of your affiliates the same, just like you wouldn't treat all of your customer segments the same.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, does that follow through to the kinds of percentages that you pay larger affiliates?
Typically it does, and you can work on a performance basis. So there are affiliates that you know that perform very well, just you may know in your particular industry or niche that they do very well, and you can start them off higher. Other ones you start everybody off the same, and as they begin to perform, you increase their percentages as they do better.
Keep them motivated. That's a
exactly.
Great idea. Yeah. Micah, Jessica, and Tony recommend that we think about our affiliates as a whole new audience we're going to develop, understanding their needs and meeting those needs with the affiliate resources that you create is going to help you build a successful program. And remember, you'll probably start out with just a handful of people. That's how we all start. So let your program develop organically. Stay in contact with your affiliates so you understand what they want and also what they need so that they can be successful. Because in the end, if they're successful, that means sales for you. Here are my questions for you this week. If you already have an affiliate program, can you get in touch with just a few affiliates and ask them how you can better serve them? And if you don't have an affiliate program, can you spend some time researching your options? Find out what's a simple way that you could set up an affiliate program on your website. This is Pamela Wilson. I want to thank you for being one of the many highly intelligent Hit Publish subscribers. Have you left a review for Hit Publish on iTunes yet? Let me know what you think about this show by leaving a rating and writing a short review there. Bye-bye until next time, and remember, take action and hit publish.